Raphael Warnock's muddied past resurfaces as camp child abuse questions go unanswered. By Hannah Blow on October 4, 2022. Gasoline was poured on the Georgia Senate race this week as both candidates now have a series of allegations lodged against them, detailing alleged aspects of their personal lives which could seriously impact the midterm election race. But while the current focus remains on Republican candidate Herschel Walker, Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, is no stranger to scandal. The race rocketed to the national spotlight this week following anonymous allegations that the former NFL star not only encouraged a woman he was with to abort their child, but paid for it. All the while, the Republican candidate's 23-year-old son, Christian, is lashing out on social media, accusing Walker of giving their family the middle finger. Walker has denied the Daily Beast story, which appeared on Hannity on Monday night. He said he had no idea who the accuser is, adding, "It is a flat-out lie." He also outlined his intention to sue the Daily Beast for defamation and, separately, publicly expressed love for his son, despite the young man's bitter allegations against his father. "You're not a family man when you left us to bang a bunch of women, threatened to kill us, and had us move over 6 times in 6 months running from your violence," Christian wrote. While the spotlight remains on Walker as he battles these twin scandals, Warnock, a former pastor, is no stranger to being placed in the hot seat, as he has faced allegations of abuse and was famously accused of running over his then-wife's foot with his 2014 Tesla. He and his ex-wife, Ulani, went through an ugly divorce, which was finalized in 2020 amid Warnock's Senate bid runoff against former Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA. Tucker Carlson Tonight aired body cam footage of the alleged incident, in which Ndi tells authorities that her husband is a great actor and phenomenal at putting on a really good show. "I've tried to keep the way that he acts under wraps for a long time, and today he crossed the line," she said. Notably, her foot did not show signs of injury as she accused Warnock of only caring about his reputation as he ran for Senate. His then-wife said, "This man's running for United States Senate, and all he cares about right now is his reputation. I work at the mayor's office, and this is a big problem. I've been trying to be very quiet about the way that he is for the sake of my kids and his reputation. I've tried to keep the way that he acts under wraps for a long time, and today he crossed the line. So that is what is going on here, and he's a great actor. He is phenomenal at putting on a really good show." At the time, Warnock told police, "I barely move. And all of the sudden she's screaming that I ran over her foot. I don't believe it." He was not charged in that incident. However, his scandals do not end there, as he also faced allegations of child abuse occurring at a church camp overseen by Warnock. He was arrested in 2002 over accusations of obstructing a child abuse investigation at a church camp in Carroll County, Maryland. As Breitbart News reported, Warnock and Wainwright interrupted a police interview of a camp counselor in 2002. After investigators moved the interview to a picnic area, the reverend interfered against and tried to prevent one camper from directing police to other potential witnesses. Maryland State Trooper Diane Berry of the State Police Child and Sexual Assault Unit said, "I've never encountered resistance like that at all." Berry contended that the counselors consented to be interviewed after they were told they were free to go at any time and were not obligated to answer Berry's questions. After being arrested and charged, Warnock and Wainwright were released. The charges were dropped, and Warnock's campaign spokesperson claimed that Warnock was simply protecting the rights of young people to make sure they had a lawyer or parent when being questioned. Washington Free Beacon spoke to an attendee of the camp who described some of the abuse. Washington's account is buttressed by records from the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, obtained by the Free Beacon earlier this month, which indicated that campers were routinely left unsupervised, staffers were not subject to required criminal background check, and at least 5 cases of child abuse or neglect were brought against the camp's director, who was ultimately forced to resign. Washington's sister, Dominique, who also attended camp farthest out the summer her brother says he was abused, corroborated the family's involvement in the lawsuit when contacted by the Free Beacon. Another source close to the Washington family told the Free Beacon that the lawsuit was related to an incident when counselors poured urine on Anthony at the camp. At the time, Loeffler described the report as disgusting, contending that it should be disqualifying for serving in the U.S. Senate. Yet, Perhaps stunningly, the establishment media has remained relatively uninterested in allegations of abuse at this church camp. Further, as he faced these allegations and disputes with his wife, he continued to raise money on Act Blue, despite the company's policy to not host candidates or causes that are linked to sexual or domestic violence allegations, as the GOP noted at the time. During this race in 2022, Walker has attempted to capitalize on Warnock's muddied past, including accusations of neglecting his own children and failing to pay court-mandated child care costs. Despite being worth more than $800,000 and making $174,000 a year from taxpayers, as the ad detailed. When officials tried to serve him papers, Warnock ran from the process server, it added. Indeed, Warnock's ex-wife took legal action over the custody of their children, citing a substantial change of circumstances regarding the welfare of the children after his Senate win. She ultimately accused Warnock of skipping out on child care costs. The fact that Warnock has failed to reimburse Ndi has left Ndi financially strapped, leaving the children in her care when she should be concentrating on work-related and school-related responsibilities. The filing stated, alleging that Warnock's reimbursements often were accompanied with an extended questioning regarding the value of a need for the services provided. It remains unclear what effect the current allegations lodged against Walker will have on the highly anticipated Senate race, which could help determine the balance of the Senate. However, the establishment media's attack does not change the fact that mounting allegations still stand against Warnock, many of which the establishment media happily swept under the rug.